Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, June 27th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Foursquare will start charging fees and GoPro shares keep going up. Those stories and more coming up.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Foursquare Labs says it will start charging some businesses for access to its database of restaurants, shops, and other local venues, as it tries to make money from information it's gathered from user check-ins in the 5 years since its founding. The startup is negotiating with the heaviest users of its data to pay fees or offer services in return. The Chinese internet giant Tencent Holdings has agreed to buy about 20% of 58.com, the local equivalent of Craigslist, for $736 million, and the latest in a string of deals by the country's largest web companies. The industry may be dominated by Amazon, eBay, and Groupon, but the fast-growing mobile shopping app Wish reports it raised $50 million from venture capital investors who believe there's still room for upstarts. The funding came from New Investor Founders Fund and several existing investors, reportedly giving the San Francisco startup a valuation of roughly $400 million. New data from Comscore underscore a transition in how people in the U.S. consume digital media, spending less time on PCs and more on mobile devices, where apps are driving usage. Comscore found the share of digital media time spent on apps reached 51% in May, up from 43% a year earlier, and for music, photos, maps, and instant messages, more than 90% of users chose a mobile device rather than a desktop or laptop. Coming up, we'll look at how tech stocks fared today.
How easy is getting unlimited data outside the U.S. with T-Mobile? Just one step. Turn on your phone. Because with T-Mobile, unlimited global data in over 100 countries is automatically included in your plan at no extra charge. Sounds simple? It is simple. It's the Simple Choice for Business plan, only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Stocks ended higher. The NASDAQ was up 18 at 4397. The Dow added 6 at 16,852. The S&P was up 3 at 1960. GoPro shares up 14%. The maker of digital sports cameras saw its shares jump more than 30% in its first day of trading yesterday. F5 Network shares up 3.5%. Analysts at Pacific Crest say they're more upbeat on the stock. Facebook today up 47 cents. Twitter was down about 1%. Apple was up about 1%. Google added $1.24. You can check out the latest news by visiting WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.